Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dave Schutte, the owner of Brightsmith Brewing, Creekview, and Oliver's Restaurants, is joining us live this morning. Hey, Dave, good morning. We're looking at the governor's announcement yesterday on the lifting of capacity restrictions as of May 19th, while still keeping the CDC's six-foot distancing rule in place. Greg Duell at Duff's told us this morning that it's like getting breadcrumbs on the way back to normalcy. How do you see this?
Good morning, Susan. That's a funny analogy. While it's welcome news, certainly we're making great progress and moving forward to getting back to complete normal. It really doesn't change much. I mean, even if we were less than 6 feet of distancing in 100% capacity, really isn't 100% capacity anyway. You never seat every one of your four tops and six tops and deuces with all those size parties, right? So, and especially now with still maintaining that 6 foot rule, it doesn't do anything for us. So.
Yeah, the big announcement yesterday, I mean, really seems like it would have a minimal impact. And I'm thinking specifically in a restaurant or bar setting that with the curfew being dropped as of at least later on this month, and then some of the other restrictions, the food with alcohol we've talked about so many times, that was dropped last week, that really the only thing that I could see making a big difference in the experience is complete lifting of everything else, the masking and distancing, yet that is what's remaining here.
Yeah, and those things are the ones that are preventing us from being really at full capacity, fully normal, fully operational, complete revenue generation. Until we get to there, that point, you know, we're not going to really see our normal revenues get back. So we're certainly hopeful that by July 1st, as my goal, my hope, my dream, that we'd lift everything. You know how he is. He doesn't like to open up that valve too quickly. You know, he's got to keep his control on everybody. So he just gives you little bits and pieces to make you still obedient and feel like you're gaining ground. So,
do you have any plastic dividers at your places?
I do at all three of my restaurants. At my bar only, though.
And that's obviously helping right now. Or would that change after May 19th? In the bar area?
No. According to what I read, it's still CDC guidelines of 6 feet and or a barrier, physical barrier between tables or patrons.
All right. So that would apply to the bar and still would apply. I'm wondering for cost on doing these additional measures, whether it is the dividers, not sure if you need any more right now, but the dividers, all the extra equipment you've had to buy from doing this. I'm wondering how that's adding up as we're hearing more and more every day about the cost of, I mean, you name it, everything from ketchup to lumber to everything in between is rising across the country. How is that impacting your business?
Well, certainly it's a bleak future as far as, unless these costs start coming down, but yeah, added to chicken and steaks are going through the roof. Obviously, labor is continuing to rise. So, unfortunately, and that's not just our industry, it's everywhere, right? It's construction. So the consumer, while the country seems like they're doing quite well financially, you know, the consumer is going to have to prepare to probably pay a dollar more for a menu item or more for their building their house, a new addition, things like that. So be prepared. This is a long-term, I think, effect that's going to be negatively impacted by the consumer, but ultimately paid for by the consumer.
What have you seen in the past couple of months in terms of people returning to restaurants and maybe feeling a little bit more comfortable to socialize? And I'm wondering with that, if you have seen more foot traffic, if it's harder as people feel more comfortable to, you know, keep everyone in line with the guidelines that you have to adhere to.
Yeah. And, you know, it's been a tremendous response, and, you know, I'm very optimistic about the future and what we've seen the last few months, especially. People are excited to be back out again. They're still, you know, wearing masks. They're doing everything they're supposed to do, but you know, they're trying to enjoy themselves as much as they can to feel a little bit more normal than they were this time last year, for sure.
Has it made a big difference not to have the food with alcohol mandate?
You know, it's early to tell. For my restaurants, to a degree, it's somewhat of a negative during my peak hours. Like, so from like 6 to 9, if people are just having a beer, and before they had to have beer and food, my check average is in half or more. So where I'm hoping it's going to prove fruitful is like maybe after 10 o'clock, you know, when people are on their way home, they want to stop for a drink. They want to bar hop a little bit. They want to wait for a table in an outdoor space that I have, and they can have a drink and then go inside for dinner, that kind of thing. That's where I'm hoping that mandate lifted will prove fruitful.
Are you expecting, you know, things to change? We've seen so many different announcements just in the last week here of what might be changing in the future. Does that make you hesitant to, you know, jump and do anything right now? I mean, even if they were to say tomorrow, you know, those plastic barriers can come down, I kind of feel like if I was in your shoes, I'd, you know, oh, well, I'll wait a week just to see and be sure, or else they might be going back up.
Yeah, I'm not investing any more money into any dividers or any other measures to increase capacity. We're doing just fine right now, actually, to be quite honest. We're stretching our hours a little bit. So people who would want to come at, you know, 6:30, 7:30, I'm telling them, you know, I'm sorry, can you come at 5:36? Can you come at 8:30? And they're pretty accommodating to that. So we're able to still do a good amount of business, just pushing our shoulder hours a little bit out. I'll tell you the other exciting news, though, for me personally with our catering business, is the indoor gatherings being lifted or up to 250, which is really the sweet spot for most of my weddings. A lot of brides have been on pins and needles all summer, or waiting for their summer wedding to come and wondering what those guidelines are going to be like. So that's exciting news.
So that's a game changer then, for at least this summer.
Absolutely. You know, we've been actively hiring staff down at Oliver's and really telling all the new employees, you know, you have to be vaccinated. I'm not going to wait until Friday if you're scheduled on Saturday for your negative test. You know, go get your vaccine. If you can't get your vaccine, you're not working for us. So.
When you take some of these orders for catering, especially for weddings, I'm wondering if you've noticed the venues changing from what they used to be at all, you know, to maybe a backyard more so often than it would have been in the past. Have you seen that, maybe a venue change in an effort to, you know, try and bring a little more normalcy to the event?
Oh, absolutely, Brian. A lot of events that were booked at some of our exclusive spots all move to backyards so they can not have to worry about dancing and wearing masks. And you know, they're going to be safe. They're going to be, you know, protected, but they're not going to be having to get negative tests for all their guests and things like that. So,
and this might lead to a lot more bookings now, right? Starting the 19th.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're almost sold out for the rest of the year. So on Saturdays, but we still have Fridays open. There's a couple other spots, but the response from, you know, people pushing their weddings from last year to this year has been great. And I know a lot of my colleagues are feeling the same thing, so, which is wonderful news for the future, and we just hope it can continue in this direction.
Yeah, good to hear. Hey, Dave, thanks so much for the time this morning, as always. It's Dave Schutte, owner of several local restaurants, including Brightsmith Brewing and Oliver's here in Western New York.